Thank you, Mr. President, Mr. Chair. One of the issues that the future Special Rapporteur on Minorities must work on for the 2023 forum is to how to disassociate true NGOs from government NGOs. We cannot stress enough how important it is to hear CSOs from around the world and being informed of minority situations. At the same time, we should be shielded by government NGOs such as the ABTTF and the Western Thrace Minority University Graduates Association to misuse this forum in order to promote state identity propaganda. The two so-called NGOs that took the floor, they were contradicting themselves. On the one hand, we heard that there is a no bilingual education in Thrace, and on the other hand, that there are bilingual schools since 1933. As we talk right at this moment, over 100 bilingual primary schools have received their minority students for their Friday classes. Can I ask you if you know how many schools the Greek minority in Istanbul has? I will remind you, only three. Another contradicting point was that, though they were mentioning the Lausanne Treaty, which clearly states that in Thrace there is a Muslim minority, their statements blatantly violate the letter and the spirit of the treaty. Let's be honest and sincere. The members of the Muslim minority in Thrace enjoy the widest possible range of minority rights, free to declare on an individual level their origin, speak their language, exercise their religion, and observe their particular customs and traditions. They actively participate in all aspects of everyday public, civil, and political life at the regional as well as the national level. Furthermore, we categorically reject all unfounded claims about Rhodes and Kos. It is clear that Ankara is annoyed by the fact that Greek Muslim citizens live peacefully and enjoy their rights against the dark contrast of the Greek minority in Istanbul. Greece fully respects the freedom of religion of all its citizens, including the members of the Muslim minority in Thrace. As we talk, members of the Muslim minority in Thrace are preparing to pray in one of the 260 operating mosques in Thrace. According to the Greek legislation, religious leaders are selected through an open and all-inclusive